Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to tell you that it's just you and me. This is the segment. I got something I want to talk about. I've got something on my mind, and it's all about the cloud. You know, one of the greatest products of human society is the marketplace, of course. That's been around about 10,000 years. Webster calls it a place where goods and services are offered for sale, the marketplace. Over the millennia, the last 10, innovations took markets from local to global, and now in the 21st century, the current version, virtual markets, right? What do you think eBay is? Virtual markets are powered by cloud computing, also known as the cloud, and associated you get on it by, you can access it by the internet. You can, it's with using handy interfaces like the HTML programs that are on your screen. All that produces the access to you to the internet, which is where business is being conducted in the cloud. The marketplace is in the cloud, so to speak. Historically, as trade expanded markets, products led the way because services were difficult to convey to the last mile of consumption. Services, products could be shipped out there. Getting a service all the way out there was hard, right? But technology has helped services catch up. And now digital services are delivered efficiently from the cloud. And more than anything else, this last reality is helping small businesses compete and grow in ways that were formerly the domain of only larger companies. So I've got 5 cloud-based resources categories that I want to talk to you about that will help your small business operate more efficiently, more competitively, and more profitably. Could you use more profits? I could. Here's the first one. Processing power. Robust software can be purchased incrementally and accessed as needed. Advantages include increasing capability, more recent updates of the software, and expensing instead of capitalizing. So some of you may have not buy the Windows, the Microsoft Windows suite anymore and download the programs. You just buy a seat on 365 and it's all in the cloud. That's processing power in the cloud. I use Carbonite to back up my files. That's processing power in the cloud. All that's available and it's very handy. It's very handy and it protects my company. Number 2, information power. Cloud-based communication, customer development, community building, and financial applications help small businesses acquire and manage information quickly and strategically. You and I have access to very powerful programs in the cloud that we can just literally acquire on a browser. I do it all the time. I use lots of different kind of processing power, information power, I should say, in the cloud on websites. You can do the same thing. You're doing it. See, this is where if I said, "Are you using the cloud much?" You might say no, but you're not. You don't know how much you're using it, probably. Sales power. That's number 3. Cloud-based e-commerce has never been easier or more cost-effective for small businesses to offer, sell, and even deliver products and services. And you can do it. Here's the beautiful part about this, folks. Here's the beautiful part about the cloud. You can make money while you sleep. The cloud is always open. It never closes. There's no lock on the cloud. There's not even a front door on the cloud. It's open 24/7, 365. You can make money while you sleep. Number 4, talent power. More and more 21st century jobs don't require employees to be under the nose of management, under your roof. Cloud-based employees are You can search capability that improves their you can use the search capability, I should say, to improve candidate acquisition. Also, cloud-based communication and collaboration tools help you manage them and train them and work virtually with them. The cloud can help you do that. And it also allows you, of course, as you know, to look at their noses, to look at them face-to-face with all the different video capability that's out there. You can see what's going on. You can see their workspace where they are. Number five, asset protection power. Business assets used to be largely tangible, like inventory, equipment, things like that. Today, all businesses are increasingly creating opportunity for intangible assets. But for small businesses, protecting intangible digital assets, that's become problematic. Cloud-based data backup. I talked about this earlier with Carbonite. I use that for backup. Cloud-based, my security company, my antivirus is all cloud-based. Many people use Google Docs. That's cloud-based. So, but asset protection is a great way to protect your assets in the cloud, your files in the cloud, like I just mentioned. So those are five good ones. So, you know, useful and as useful and productive as it is, cloud computing, it isn't without weaknesses. For example, as you know, we learned about the cyber breaches like the ones that happened to Yahoo and Equifax, for example. Those were cloud breaches. We'll leave the big guys to their own cloud security chores, but out here on Main Street, your worst cloud weakness is you and your people, the humans in your business. The strong passwords, the strongest passwords, firewalls, antivirus programs, all that won't save you if someone on your network opens up a phishing email like a dummy. They click on it or some kind of a similar time bomb. They're out there. What's the solution? Training, reminding them, continuously reminding them about what to click on and what not to click on. It's happening all the time, folks. Don't let it happen to you. The bad news is cyber criminals are moving down market. They've arrived on Main Street, not with real people, but computers using algorithms to attack you and any dummy in your office who clicks on a stupid ping. Essentially, if you don't let one of these guys in, they won't get in. So it's likely that most small businesses use cloud's resources more than they realize, and that's good. But with all the cloud power available, every one of us should become more aware of how to use cloud services and seek these options for their growth and profitability strategies. Check it out, folks. Power your marketplace performance with the cloud. Think about that. Quick break, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.